Boardwalk now.
No, with the
Hey, we're gonna start the meeting, please. Join me in the pledge of the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough Plan Zoning Board of Adjustment. All requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times. Notice has been posted on the public bulletin board.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Ryan?
Present.
Mr. Fox?
Here.
Mr. Britton?
Here.
Mr. Kutash?
Yep.
Mr. Knox?
Here.
Mr. Gallagher is absent. Mr. Braswell?
Here.
Mr. Cervantes is absent. Mr. Connolly is absent.
Okay. First, we have an application review. Zoning Board case 2012-2, and I presume that's that you're the applicant?
No, she's the power attorney. She's the power attorney. She is power attorney for the owner.
Oh, but so you're here for this case?
Yes. Okay. Do you want to come forward?
Yeah, come up. I'm stressing pronouncing the name, so I was going to offer you.
I'm Fitzpatrick, so it gets simple.
Mr. Chairman, I had a concern with the lot line. I spoke to the board engineer about it. So we still have we're confused, basically. And this is something that's going to be developed at the hearing, I guess, because according to the survey that's attached to this paperwork, there is no line between the lot that runs between Seadrift and Barbary. No lot line. You see the survey?
Yes.
See the dotted line off to the right that comes into this property, and then it stops at the garage?
Yes.
Doesn't go anywhere after that. Well, maybe it does go somewhere. Maybe it heads towards Seadrift. But it makes it appear as though the entire piece fronting on Cheerful is one lot.
You mean the front lot with the house on it and the
entire piece. Okay. Looks to be one lot. In fact, down the bottom it says lot one in darker print, and up top it says lot 1, 17. Now
they were former lot numbers.
Well, these are supposed to be the new numbers. Lot 17 is written in both prints, light and dark. Based on what we've been shown here, these are not two lots. That's what I'm saying. Do you know something else?
Well, I know that on the tax record it says including block 76 lots.
Tax records
one. Okay. No, I don't know.
Are they being taxed though separately?
No, it's on the same tax record.
All one piece. This whole drawer, this one piece.
Yeah.
Well, you can't proceed with a variance without a site subdivision. You can't put a second house on the same lot. It's not allowed.
It is two lots. The front lot where the house is one lot, and then the house, the Cheerful Seadrift land, is the second lot.
Well, that's what I'm asking. You just said there was one. It was all one lot.
No, I said it's all on one tax record.
That doesn't matter.
Right.
The tax record may be information, but it's not a dispositive. The question is,
the property that we're talking about on Cheerful and Seadrift is lot one. The property in the front of that is a different lot.
Well, it doesn't show that way in the surveys.
I understand what you're saying now, but I didn't realize that when I looked at the survey. To me, it looked, So what would you suggest I do?
Get a new survey. Or an update or something. Okay. If there's no, if these are separated, then we can consider. We'll have to deal with the garage as a subsidiary issue. But let me see this. Maybe it makes it simple. Is it proposed that the frame garage come down?
If it has to, yes. The way she and put the property and stuff, it is a 10-foot setback in the rear with the garage up. So if she had to take the garage down to make the appropriate setback, she would do that.
Well, where do you think the lot line is? Separating,
I think the lot line is right where the garage, if you're looking at the survey,
yeah.
above the word crane.
Yeah.
That's where I believe where the dotted line comes in on the right, just continues straight across.
And it goes through the garage?
No, that's the side wall of the garage. And then this other uneven looking piece are two sheds. That's not the garage. This is the garage where the
survey is inaccurate then.
So that's three structures that are not one.
Yes.
Where it says frame garage, that
it really is.
That irregular box is three structures.
Is a shed.
Well, then the surveys as to that item is wrong. It's a garage and two sheds, not a garage. So that's misleading. Is there any space between them?
No.
So they're attached.
They're built next to each other.
They're right up against each other.
They don't share walls, I don't believe.
Okay. So, well.
Could she have a new survey done and brought to the brought to the meeting? I mean, does this stop us from putting on the calendar?
Okay. No, we could do that. But we don't know what it's... It may present more problems.
If it's one lot, then it presents problems.
Right. And
there are other things that lead us to believe that it may be one lot. For example, the both are under common ownership. Lot one is undersized, so when lots are abutting one another under common ownership and one is undersized, typically they merge.
That's as a matter of law.
Right. And the garage, if you look at the portion of tax map that's provided, that has some highlights, it appears that the lot line would cross through the garage. Then you would have a garage structure that splits a lot line, so it makes you think it's still one lot at that point. Then why would it split a lot line? And then even on the survey, it says lot 1, 17. So does that lead us to believe that they had been combined at some point in time?
Okay.
Basically, part of the application, unlike most applications, is going to have to convince us that we're dealing with two lots. Because if the board isn't satisfied they're two separate lots, then it can't grant the variance relief. And then on top of that, as Mr. Cady said, if they are two lots, that may not solve the whole problem, because we'll call it lot one, may have merged as a matter of law with the one north of it, and therefore they're considered one. As a matter of law, so you need a subdivision anyway.
Why would they have merged?
Because it's undersized. If it's adjoining lot and it doesn't conform, it's a non-conforming lot adjoining. In other words, if Mr. A owns this piece and Mr. A owns the other piece and the other piece is undersized, they merge as a matter of law.
As long as both pieces have the same owner.
Correct.
It just would be.
So we don't know about the ownership, so that's another question to develop in the hearing.
So what does she do to figure that out?
Well, I assume there's some kind of title work to somebody. How long has the owner owned it? 08? Looks like the survey was done in February 08, so it's not that long ago.
But it's been the same family for generations.
Oh, they just gave it, paid it, and it's the child of A type thing?
Yeah, it just went to the granddaughter.
Oh, well. But did you get a mortgage?
No.
So there's no need for a title search, and there may not be one. I see you're wearing a real estate, so I'm assuming you know what I'm talking about.
I'm a real estate agent, and I am also a power of attorney. So, you got a lot going on there.
Yeah. But you understand the issues we're talking about?
To a point, although from the beginning, the whole reason I thought we didn't need to go for a subdivision was because it was two separate lots. Like, I didn't think that was ever in question. So I am a little taken back that it is in question.
Well, it's possible they are separate. I don't know. It doesn't look that way from what's been submitted. But we only know so far what we've been given. And this just raises questions. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't provide good answers.
So redoing the survey or updating the survey would probably satisfy those questions?
Maybe. If it should, well, I'll tell you what the maybe part is.
Okay.
If it shows it as two lots mm-hmm. under the same ownership, you've got a merger question. So they may have been put together as a matter of law anyway, so you've got to get a subdivision.
I know that the lot in the back, which we're calling lot one right now, used to be larger.
When you say the back, you mean Seadrift?
Seadrift and Cheerful.
Okay. Used to be what?
Used to be a larger lot.
Going which way? Along Seadrift?
Yes. And they sold off part of that a long time ago. And that's why this piece is 37 and a half wide, where the front lot, the north lot, is wider, is 50.
Right. Well, see, that would suggest even more so why it's not its own lot. Because it looks like somebody ate up a piece to make somebody else happy to the right.
You're saying because of the size of the lot and the irregular shape of it, that just because it's one owner, it merges?
No. If you own, your typical merger situation involves two adjoining lots where there's a structure on one and no structure on maybe vacant land on the other one. Mm-hmm. But the same owner owns both lots. Title's identical. And in that case, when one of the lots, when the, not the dominant lot, the subdominant, what would that be? Subordinate lot, that's not the right word, but this word escapes me. But when the subordinate lot does not conform to the zoning, it's an undersized lot, in other words, it becomes, as a matter of law, part of the mother lot. Okay. So if you want to split them, you need to subdivide. That's the general.
So a simple variance would not.
Correct. We couldn't. The board couldn't grant it because it can't give you a variance to put what effectively is a second house on the same lot.
Okay.
That's the problem.
So and even if we clear up the lot situation, it's going to be an issue because we might have to go for subdivision rather than variance.
Well, it's possible that when this line was drawn, that assuming it does what you think, goes through. Maybe not between, but online where the garage and shed are.
Right.
It cuts all the way over to Cheerful. If that's true, maybe there's some kind of action that was taken to create that would help you out. I don't know. My own thinking is if somebody's going to sell this at some point, I guess that was the point, build a house and sell it, isn't it? They're going to do a title search anyway, the buyer, they're going to make sure it's okay. So maybe somebody should bite the bullet and check it now.
And just do a title search?
Yeah.
Okay.
And satisfy yourself. But the title search is probably going to want to see the searcher may want to look at a survey also. May find something without it. So, I don't know, you may have to massage that, see what you're going to do first.
Okay.
Now, it's my understanding from talking to Carolyn that there's a companion case involving the lots to the, I guess we'll say the east, before the planning board, is that true?
Well, we haven't done anything with that yet. We discussed it at length and thought we should try to see what happens when we try to go for this variance because there is the house and then there is an additional 25 by 75 lot next to the house, which we were thinking of subdividing.
That's lot 16 in this picture? Survey?
Lot 17.
17 doesn't go with the frame dwelling?
Yes. Yes.
They want to subdivide that off so it becomes just what's shown here, the width of that lot?
Right, 25 by 75.
Former lot 27?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says it right above the
edge. Yes. I mean, that's something she's thinking about doing, but we thought we would do baby steps and see if we could figure this out because she's not available, she's out of state.
Yeah, part of the baby step approach creates a problem later is it may preclude you because it was the way we did this, we can't keep eating away, it should be done cleaner.
Okay.
So that may create a problem. The board should indicate that Mr. Connolly is now present.
Okay.
7:56 p.m. Sorry.
Let's see. This is
so your suggestion would be to decide if we're going to go for it and do everything at the same time?
Well, are they all owned by the same owner?
Yes.
Well, okay, that'd be one helpful piece to know for doing it that way, as one shot. you don't have to do it that way. I just think there's some clarification. Normally, to be honest with you, I wouldn't even notice this.
Lucky me.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, it's better because then we come back to the next meeting and it'd be a disaster, and we have to go another one. You know?
Right.
So it's better that we do it now because when everybody started looking at it, they're going to say, "Where's the line on here?" And saying, "Oh, it goes right through the middle." That's not going to be sufficient, especially when the surveyor is certified and gets a survey. And the garage, that combination of the three structures. May present a problem, but I mean, but what Mr. Cady was saying is the fact that there is this garage, one car, the house with the garage, and the garage, I guess all the garage basically is on the back portion of the lot, on the Seagrave side, implies that that's all the same lot. It's a further implication that it's all one not lot and not two lots.
So, Mr. Baxter, if she does the research and gets a title search and is determined they're not separate lots, then we should just file for
then you should withdraw the application
and do a before you serve notice and spend all your money and redo things.
Okay.
Yeah, then maybe we better speak to somebody about whether you want to do this subdivision or do a larger one with all of them involved.
Okay.
If you do with all of them involved, it's going to go before the planning board in all likelihood as a major. And if you come here, it's going to be a minor. You can come back here with a variance and minor subdivision because it's only two lots. I think it's only two lots. I'm not sure if it's.
She can do a subdivision.
Yeah, you can do a minor.
So if I find out that it's all one lot, I would have to go for a subdivision.
Can do that.
Subdivision.
I thought planning board had jurisdiction on that.
But I thought the minor would.
It would be no reason to be. It's not.
Well, she need variance relief.
She need D variance though?
No. No, so maybe, yeah, I guess that's true. There would be no use variance. So I mean, they're all going to be residences. you'd probably stay there. You'd go to the planning board. But if you're going to go to the planning board anyway, why not go once instead of multiple times? Because if you go
so
the
if
second...
If I find out that it's one lot, I go for the subdivision for the two. For all
yes,
the
now this is the issue. The title company will likely not... address the one lot issue on the merger theory. They'll only address it in terms of lot lines, is it one or two lots. The merger issue is a legal issue, which the title company typically would not address.
Well, how do we know
it's who
legally?
Merges it?
Yeah,
it's poof. It's a matter of it's a function of the law. See, what this is what the problem is. Let's assume it's what was I going to say? Set up the example. If you try and sell the back piece, we'll do it that way and this way. Let's say you didn't come before us. You just wanted to sell the Seadrift piece.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would do a search to buy it and see, and somebody would undoubtedly raise the question that if it's an undersized lot with no house and all, that it really merged with this piece, and therefore you can't sell it. That would be an illegal subdivision.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Can't sell it without having the variance.
No, without a subdivision.
Lot.
No, it wouldn't be able to sell without a subdivision.
Okay.
Right. So it's, I think it's a little more complicated than maybe as Oliger thought. But,
yeah, for sure.
It might be wise to speak to somebody who does this kind of work, not just a title company, like an attorney or something, especially if you're going to do the press later, even if it's just a consultation, because see what you're looking at down the road and see what makes the most business sense in terms of timing. I mean, you're still here. I mean, you can proceed with this case. The problem is the board will not be able to give you any relief if one of those two problems comes up, the merger problem or the no lot line problem.
Okay. All right, so I should really just find somebody that has a little more expertise, maybe. It's a little more
I would recommend that.
Because I really thought it was going to be very clean.
You don't have to, but I think it might make sense.
See what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And just kind of suggesting if you are thinking a three lot subdivision, you have to see what other variances that's going to create by recreating essentially former lot 27 and 28. That's going to make those lots on the side.
Right.
So you should really speak to someone who's familiar with this and could give you some guidance on which way would be better to approach it.
Okay.
So, you, well, in terms of scheduling.
So, can she, so what's the best thing for her to do? We don't want to put her on the calendar.
We could set her for a hearing date and she could always back out.
We're going to be here anyway.
Yeah.
So,
this is what you have to do.
So, she can show up.
Well, she may back out by then. She might find out.
Or she'll tell you.
Or the problem, though, is the hearing date, I have to do a review for that.
Ooh.
So I don't want to spend money if you're not going to look forward on it.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's for your
All right,
benefit.
Well, you know what? Then let me just speak to her, Eileen, and then I would just, request a hearing date?
Well, we have to decide tonight what we're going to do with this. I guess we could just find it not complete and have another review.
Complete and have you come back next month.
Another review.
Yes.
You can come back next month. So you wouldn't have to
notice.
Because
I don't want to call her and make her make some sort of knee-jerk reaction decision kind of thing.
So you wouldn't have to publish in the paper, send notice yet. You can just come back next week and we could continue the review portion of this and then decide if it's hearable, that's a word, and then schedule it from there another month out. That would probably make more sense. At least you wouldn't spend as much money foolishly, you know.
Yeah.
Come back next month.
Yeah, that would be June 7th.
All
right. So
thank
you want
to
have a motion to carry the review, deem it incomplete, and carry the review to.
Okay. So we're looking for a motion.
So I'll make it.
And I'll second it. Gutash?
Yes.
Can I take a roll call?
Yes, please.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Gutash?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carries.
So we'll probably see you next month.
Right.
And we'll.
I will talk to her and figure it out. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, next we're going to approve the resolution. Zoning Board Case 2012-1, Perlman.
Yes.
Anyone have any comments or a motion to approve?
I'm not allowed to.
Then don't.
You can't say anything? The eligible members are Ms. Ryan, Mr. Fox, Mr. Kutosh, Mr. Knox, Mr. Gallagher, who's not here, and Mr. Braswell.
Carol, I'm not.
Eligible. You are.
Why? No. This is because it's right below my house.
No.
This one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Really, this is.
I was looking at the resolution of the.
That's minutes.
Technically,
that's
minutes.
Okay.
Minutes.
Sorry.
I'll make the.
Oh, yes.
He wanted it. I didn't realize that.
What is it?
Motion to approve.
The motion to approve.
Offered by Ms. Ryan.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Fox.
Roll call.
Ms. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutosh?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. April 5th minutes. Are there any comments, questions, or a motion to...
Same eligibility. No one wants to offer?
I'll offer.
And I'll second that.
Offered by Mr. Kutosh, seconded by Ms. Ryan.
Roll call, yes, please.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutosh?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes. Thank you. It's not a runoff yet. We have a couple of communications. Mr. Baxter would like
to. Two things. The board, one's informational. Well, they're both informational. Two factors. The Metro suit is now over. It's been withdrawn, and the withdrawal was sent to the court for filing. So that was the cleanup item from the approval. Remember, they had to withdraw the suit. 45 days ran. I nudged, got this document done. So it's now, that's behind us.
So okay. They're all happy up at top of East Point now?
Happy? I don't know.
They're done.
One would hope they would be happy. But
and they've even had their escrows refunded.
Okay.
So they should be happy with you waiting.
The tower's up?
No. They're done with us.
As
far
as I'm concerned.
Now they
got to
get permits. We're done with that.
They can't get ahead
of
this time.
They did get the permits. Okay. All right. That's that. The other thing, informationally, you'll recall that in the quick check application, there was a condition in the resolution that when they did the remediation, they had to plan the staging, the physical staging, whether it was going to be on the site, and they had to come back before the board to show us where they were going to put the equipment and all during this relatively long-term staging. So anyway, Mr. Katie and I had a conference call yesterday with Dan Madrid, who's one of the attorneys representing QuickCheck. And I guess the original inquiry was, did they have to come back? And said, yeah, of course, that's what the resolution says. You have to come back.
Come back to us.
Come back to us. So yes, you have to come back. But they probably aren't the ones that are going to be coming. It's probably going to be Exxon. And I said, well, we don't care who comes, but somebody's got to come and finish the circle. Mm-hmm. And if it's not the applicant, then they should indicate that they have some document that they can give us showing they have the right to proceed. So they, so we know, you know, they're doing it. You
know? Now, Exxon has requested to do a presentation for the council with regards to the remediation plan. So do you
Why?
Think they went to the wrong body?
Maybe.
Well, yes is my answer, but why would the council want to be involved in that?
I don't know if they want to.
They have
be.
No jurisdiction over it.
I was asked
to. No, the council's interested in just knowing the status of the cleanup.
Just that's information.
Separate okay.
Issue. Oh, okay.
This is
maybe that's why they're going, just an information yeah. session.
Now, if when they come back to us with this, do they have to serve notice?
Yes. And we told them that, or I told them. I think they did. I know we talked
yeah,
about
yeah.
So is this a separate hearing?
Yes.
It is.
Well, it's a it's almost like a combination use variance and a site plan. Now you do one, they do the other. So with a break, because we've done those before, mm-hmm. and you have to re-notice, same concept. So yeah, they have to notice. And the I guess the issue is going to be the number of parking spaces they take up and where as a result of this problem. I think that's probably the part.
Yeah, so basically at the...
At
the hearing, they basically provided testimony. Their fault was to locate the equipment in the grass area, and there's condition to landscape around it for the time that the equipment was there. It looks like they're going to locate it and consume two parking spaces for the period of time it needs to be in place. So it's a little bit different than they testified. So even more so than resolution condition, it is a good idea for them to come back and explain to the board.
It's kind of a site plan amendment, really.
It is a site plan amendment.
Yeah. So they should notice it in that frame. Well, that's what they do for a living. One would hope they would.
Is that going to affect the required parking spots? That
it temporarily affects it. However, they have more parking spaces than needed. So it doesn't put them into a variance.
Who knows if it's temporary?
Right.
It
mean,
this would be a long temporary.
Who knows? It could be 10 years, 20 years, it could be 1 year. You don't know. But it's not a month. So I'm glad it didn't put it into a variance condition. So yeah. We're okay.
So, and they hope, as I understand it, they hope to come back at the next meeting. So if they do, they would,
do they
would notice and publish
plans,
it. Yes.
Okay.
But you may be getting them within the next 10, 15 days.
Okay.
And if so, we can proceed. Well, we don't need a review meeting for that because we've heard the whole case. So we'll just go right to the amendment.
And there's no fees. That's just
original. I'm not sure about that.
Somebody's
got to review it.
Right now, I'm short on that.
Well, you better. You two need to confer.
I gave it an guesstimate.
So you can just tell them something.
I sent a letter to Madrid.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said nothing else, no more review or anything, so the money's being
replenished. Maybe they'll get Exxon a week here.
Okay.
We're going to hear his check.
I'm going to check it.
And that completes the letters I want to make you aware of.
Colin, did you get everybody's financial disclosures?
No, I did not. A reminder about financial disclosures?
I gave you my own.
Mr. Potts?
Mr.
Knox, go and get your homework. Mr. Connelly?
I don't have a printer at home.
I got yours.
If you print it up, I'll sign it.
I can't remember anybody else.
This is a copy of the tax forms that we
need. No, I just need you to fill out that disclosure statement.
It's a two-page form.
You just identifying your source of your income, not how much.
Is there an email you sent?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't call me.
It takes you to a website, you just fill it in, then you can hit the button and print it. So.
It's Friday, and I have 4:30.
Ms. Cummins, can we request of any submittals that they send drawings to the board members at 11x17 instead of full-size sheets? We get like two full-size sets and then 11x17 more manageable sets.
Are you in contact with them, or...?
Do you mean in general or for particular?
One, two, three full sets.
Okay. I mean,
for everybody, but
it should be for
up for you, lean back, sir, and I would say the rest of the board can go with the 11 by 17s.
Does the rest of the board not want the larger ones? Let's make sure.
I think we should have one for the table, but the same thing for the small.
Three large and the rest of the board.
That's three at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, sure. I second that motion.
But we can make that a general requirement. Amend our requirement.
Well, it's an option. I think we do have an option in our packet. In our instructions.
Instructions? Make it not an option.
Sounds wanted in red.
Well, it'd be cheaper for them, too.
I know, and it would also...
But we should have one
for
the table.
I need one for the professional.
They should get it, and we should have one for the table.
Yeah, so three.
Right, three.
Not just four. If you need one.
I don't. I don't have to have one, but we should have one for the table because some things will be too small.
One for the attorney.
It'll be
four.
Four
in the balance.
Four.
Not a
sticker. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, Mr. Phillips, seconded by Ms. Ryan. All in favor?
Aye.